This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
The most equitable thing for you to do is to pay the freight. We'll be here until 3:30 in the morning this... No, 3 o'clock this morning. This program is called Radio Unnameable. My name is Bob Fast. It's Bill Propp over there. And we are honored this morning to have one of the most outstanding stringed instrument massagers on the planet. She is... I won't keep you guessing any longer. Her name is Rory Block. I believe that she is in the station, and she'll be in here momentarily to amaze you and to delight you. I was hoping to tell this story before she got here, because I'm sure she's heard it so many times that she's sick of it. I wasn't always a geezer, you know. There was a time when I was young, and believe it or not, I was naive. I didn't know hardly anything. I mean, I knew that there was a kind of music that I heard once in a while in places like Washington Square or and Stinson Records that we... stack of folk, and I would like hear these wonderful songs and music, but I knew nothing about it except that there was a little shop around the corner from where I lived, where the most exquisite and serviceable and beautiful sandals in Greenwich Village could be found. It was the Block Sandal Shop, and I kind of aspired to someday being able to afford to go in and have every bone in my foot measured the way they did, and be fitted with a pair of these serviceable, beautiful sandals. And one day, I believe I actually got the money together. I was going to go in and order them and wait the required 6 weeks or whatever it was to get them delivered. And the place was closed. The door was blocked, but there was the most exquisite music coming out from inside the shop. And I was told that once or twice every year this place would close down, and it seemed like every great fiddle player on the face of the earth, every banjo player, every guitar picker would congregate in that shop, and they would play for 24, for however many hours it was. And Rory Block put those earphones on, and you grew up in the middle of that, eh?
Yes, I did. It was total inspiration, 24/7.
That microphone seems that. Pull that other microphone there.
This one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
That's the one.
Testing. Check. But that we're picking up all that. You're opening the package into the mic.
Yeah, right.
I wonder what that is. I brought Bob my new book and my CD.
Your book?
It's in the package that's being opened over there on the side. Yeah.
Well, it's going to take a week or two to open it up. You're going to need the jaws of life to open it up.
You're in the book, Bob. You're in the book.
Yeah.
Of course, WBAI got mentioned.
Well, what's the name of your book?
When a Woman Gets the Blues. Yeah. That's an Eric Kaz song. And years ago, I admired that time.
Let go for a minute and move that other microphone over.
The strongest mic in the house is right on.
Took the phone off.
The book opening. Wow, I'm tuned into an exotic tuning right now. I probably should change it. Well, I'm going to tune while you chat, I guess, because I'm in a different tuning than I need to be in. Wow, these mics are top quality. These are fantastic mics.
What do you mean?
Well, they're just so clear and beautiful. You could turn these headphones down a tiny little bit because I'm
control, right?
Oh, great. Okay, I have more volume than I need. Great.
It's an exciting sound, you know. I like that sound.
The tune-up sound.
Yep.
Oh, he's gonna wrestle with that package in the other room. See, that's the package I was supposed to mail to you 2-3 days ago. Didn't get to the post office, so I brought it down, but now we have to open it.
Did Robert come up with you?
He just walked me to the door, and he's going to stay in the car, yeah.
Okay, he'll hear you over the air.
Yes, so he will.
He'll be able to call us if it's not up to
his expectations yet. Oh, you mean for him to do the audio? We could give him a call and say, come on up and set it up for us. Yeah. So here I am in my usual capo on the second fret situation that I have going on. Let me get back to this and turn it down even more. Do you have people who are going to do the sound check, or are you just... Ah, you're going to do it. I like to do that for the sound check. That's my little sound check ditty. Slide, I play socket wrench. This is a 14 millimeter deep well socket, and there's a whole story to why. But sounds nice in the headphones. You got it open, hooray! I smack the slide on the neck, so don't be startled if you hear a lot of whacking sounds. That's part of it. That's just part of the deal. So I'm all set up, and we can just hang around, do what you do, and then whenever you want me to play, just let me know. Okay.
Right now.
All right. Now, I'm going to be singing loud and playing loud, so don't get down. Should I move back a little or what?
Everybody passes me by.
at the crossroad, baby. I believe I'm sinking down. Crossroad Blues by Robert Johnson.
Wow.
Every time I play it, it feels new. Every time. So I first heard Robert Johnson in 1964, and there were just like a handful of people that, John Hammond and Stephen Grossman, and just a few people who had this record, you know, the King of the Delta Blues Singers. And it just was clear to me the moment I heard it. I said, this is the greatest genius. It doesn't get any, I mean, this is the top of the mountain. It doesn't get any better than this.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're quite a long pole up that mountain yourself. You're really astonishing.
Thank you.
I'm going to play that.
Thank you.
Would you say that most of your repertoire are the classic blues? Or
the blues that I cover, yes, classic blues. Then, of course, I write music, and that's going to cover a lot more styles all blended together.
I hope you
have
the energy to show us all those things
yeah.
this morning.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Special treat for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm hogging the mic, let me know, but I have the desire to...
Your job is to hog the
mic. Okay. All right. I'd like to do one called Death Letter Blues because Son House, Robert Johnson died in the 30s and recorded one record, of course, that won a Grammy in 2006, lo, these many years after his death. But his teacher and his mentor, Son House, survived and was rediscovered in the 60s and brought through New York and... You know, who would have thought New York City was the place to be to meet all these rediscovered blues masters?
Well, where were you during this time?
Well, of course, I lived right up the street. I lived in Sullivan Street. Oh, is that maybe my cell phone or something? All right, I'll manage to turn it off soon. Sorry. Well, you know what you could do is you could take that bag and put it way over in a far corner away from the next one. Sorry about that.
You want to answer it?
It's Stop. Probably just Rob making sure. He's probably calling to ask what the call letters are of the station.
Oh.
No, it should be fine.
Hey, it's WBAI. We're at 99.5 FM. And Rory Block is here this morning.
Uh-oh, it sounds like I need to answer it.
And Rob
How
is calling.
How crazy is that? Uh-huh. Maybe it's not Rob. Oh, have you ever had somebody answer their cell phone right into a mic? All
yes.
right.
Yes.
This is live radio. All
right.
Hello? Okay, I'm on the air. You hear us saying that it's you calling. Oh, great.
Well, so we have one listener. At least one listener.
Okay, all right, got it. He gave me instructions on the sound.
Uh-huh.
He said, move the microphone a little closer to my voice. And a little further from the guitar. Does that make sense?
That's right.
Okay.
It should be a little separate.
Okay, so that's my husband, an audio engineer, for calling from the car. Tell us how to set
it. It was a good call.
It was a good call, Rob. All right. So a little closer to me, and then a little further from the guitar. I think it might be done, Bob. I think we might have done it. Anyway, Son House was rediscovered, and he was brought into New York, and we got to meet him. And boy, was that an inspiration to last a lifetime. So here's the mic further back and into the vocal. Ah, Bob has a special secret method here.
Yes, he does.
A method to the madness. Okay, this was supposed to be further from the guitar, so because I'm probably going to bump it if it's there. Let's push it back. If that's all right. Yeah, that we'll try that. That's a beautiful thing. All right.
Good. It's better than before. Right?
So I think what I'd like to show that when I sat down with Son House, we talked about Robert Johnson, among other things, and he told me that he taught Robert Johnson to play guitar. And, yeah. And this is in 1964, so that there wasn't a whole... Robert Johnson wasn't famous yet. So he would have had no reason to exaggerate in that regard. I totally know that that was true. He is a little older than Robert Johnson. Clearly, Robert Johnson looked up to Son House. So here's an example of how the two of them played more material in common than any other blues, two blues players that I know of, is Son House and Robert Johnson's material overlaps repeatedly. Son House wrote the song, it's called Death Letter Blues, but you certainly can hear Walkin' Blues when you hear this song that Son wrote.
I got a letter all the morning, how do you reckon it read? Oh, hurry, hurry, the bad love is dead. I got a letter this morning, how do you reckon it read? Well, hurry, hurry. Pack my suitcase, I truck on up the road. When I got there, she was little, cool and gone. I packed my suitcase and I truck on up the road. Well, when I got there, she was laying on cool and gone. Said I walked up close, I looked down. Good old man got to lay down till judgment day. I walked up close and I looked down his face. Well, he's a good old man. He got to lay down till judgment day. Looked like 10,000 people standing on the burying ground. I didn't know that I loved him until they laid him down. Looks like 10,000 standing on a burying ground. Well, I didn't know that I loved him until they began to let him down. I got up in the morning about the break of day. I was hugging the pillow from where he used to lay. I said, soon this morning, about to break of day. Well, I was hugging the pillow on where my good man used to lay. I got up this morning, I feel around for my shoe. I say, you know, I got them all walking through. Up this morning, I feel around for my shoe. Well, I I must have goes on walking through.
That's great. That's really wonderful.
Thank you. Death Letter Blues by Son House. So when you hear that, you certainly hear Walkin' Blues, you hear how other material that Robert Johnson did developed directly from Son House, and his very arrangements were clearly an inspiration. Here's another one if you want another one. And mostly my biggest problem is these days I'm having too much fun and I just have to have somebody take me off with a hook. Others go, okay, enough.